Hi, I'm Spencer, and I'm here to tell you how I was able to get rid of my cavities. The way that this story actually started, it started with my son. Isaac, would you come here? Okay. Isaac was exposed to fluoride at a young age. Can you show your teeth?
He had this tooth completely dissolved, and he had these other two teeth almost completely dissolved, but they've already started to grow back because of his exposure to fluoride.
When that happened, I started to think, you know, maybe dentists don't know exactly what they're talking about. I mean, after all, they recommend that you get a fluoride treatment for your kid when he's about a year old. And it seems like for a lot of kids, that does a lot more harm than it does good. After all, fluoride is a highly toxic substance. And because of that, and because I have realized that as I've gotten older and I've spent more time brushing and flossing my teeth, I've gotten more cavities. A lot of stuff that's wrong with the way that people tell you to take care of your teeth. You seem to get a lot more cavities by following their directions than you would if you knew how to actually cure cavities. So I'm going to talk about how to cure cavities today. Man, I am good looking today. All right, well, back to the real story. Today, I am going to talk about how to cure cavities. And as you know, the traditional or the methods that dentists normally recommend for us to cure cavities are brushing your teeth and flossing. They say that if you brush and floss, you'll be able to keep from getting as many cavities as you would otherwise get. And while this is true, it by no means cures cavities or even really prevents them. The reason why is because there are actually four things that cause cavities and tooth decay. There is plaque and bacteria, which the dentists talk about a lot, but there are also acids and demineralized teeth. And so today I want to talk about the methods that the dentist recommends to you doesn't work and what you can do to improve your dental health and actually cure your cavities. So brushing and flossing, they actually get rid of plaque and they get rid of some of the bacteria that cause acids in your teeth. So you can keep brushing and flossing, that's fine. Listerine decalcifies your teeth because it has alcohol in it most of the time. So it kind of demineralizes and weakens them. While it is good at killing bacteria, it isn't that great to use on a regular basis. I don't really like floss that much because a lot of people that floss tend to get their gums infected. It cuts your gums and it makes it easier for bacteria infections to take over. So you may not want to do flossing. At least if you do it, don't go below your gum line. That's a good idea. Some other methods that work to actually get rid of, to control the bad bacteria, to remove acidity and remineralize your teeth are xylitol. Xylitol is a natural sugar substitute and it will change the pH in your mouth immediately. So if you eat like dessert or candy and you don't want to have that acid in your mouth for the next half hour, then all you do is just put some xylitol gum in your mouth and instantly the pH in your mouth will go right back to normal and your teeth will stop demineralizing. And that's what's important, because once your teeth are fully mineralized, they're resistant to cavities, and it doesn't matter how much bad bacteria you have in your mouth, or even the acidity isn't that big of a deal. If your teeth are fully mineralized, they will be strong enough to be able to resist it. So this helps with acidity. It also helps you to remineralize your teeth because you're constantly bathing your mouth in saliva, which helps your teeth to remineralize and become stronger. The other thing that you can use for the full effect to treat all four symptoms is you can use a Meswak stick. And I love Meswak. I think it's just awesome. But Meswak will help you to remineralize your teeth because it contains calcium, and it will also help to remove the acidity. And it increases saliva flow in your mouth so that your mouth can be healthy. See, the thing is, when you brush your teeth, it's not really saliva. It's like this fluoride mix and that you're swooshing around in your mouth while you're brushing. And it's not as effective as your body's ability to heal naturally. And that's just what you get when you use natural products and when you And when you eat healthy too, that's another thing. We'll talk about that in just a second. Oil pulling is effective because oil pulling actually cleans out around your teeth and around your gum lines. It's very good at getting rid of gingivitis and gum disease. I highly, highly, highly recommend it. Even though you might not, your dentist might not give you the same recommendation, it actually works. The other thing you need to do is you need to eat healthy. This is raw milk, which I really love. It's super delicious, but it contains a lot of calcium, and as you drink it, it will help you to remineralize your teeth and help your teeth to become stronger. Also, you want to avoid acids. Just avoid having them sit on your teeth for long periods of time. You know, there's a lot of drinks like tea and coffee are actually highly acidic. If you're going to drink tea and coffee, you're going to want to make sure that you rinse your mouth out or that you take xylitol gum afterwards to help get your pH back to normal. The last thing you want to do is you want to avoid foods that cause acids. Dentists have already caught on to this idea. They'll tell you not to eat sugars or hard candy, but the real reason why you don't want to do it is because you already have the bacteria in your mouth that metabolizes sugar. They actually help you out with your digestion, but a byproduct of them metabolizing sugar is that they create acids. And once the pH level in your mouth falls below like 5.9 or 5.5, what happens is that instead of minerals going into your teeth, minerals actually come out of your teeth and your teeth get weaker. And once you have weak teeth, it's very easy for you to get cavities and tooth decay because your teeth just aren't very strong, they aren't resistant to acids at all, and the structure of your tooth can actually crumble and create a cavity. So all these natural methods we've talked about work. The brushing, flossing, Listerine, going to a dentist does nothing to make your teeth stronger. Getting a dental cleaning, I mean, that'll take off like a few microns of your enamel, which makes it even more susceptible to cavities. If they use a tool called I call it a cavity maker, but the dentists call it an explorer, they might actually create a cavity in your tooth while they are looking for one. I mean, I'm not anti-dentist. I think dentists are great for emergencies and for helping to fix problems that are really painful. But if you can live a life and you can treat your teeth in a way that helps to strengthen them and keeps them strong, then you won't even need to go to a dentist. You won't need that emergency situation where you have to go in and get a root canal because you'll be able to prevent it. And there's so much that you can do. And I just wish more people were talking about it. If you want to learn more about how these natural prevention methods have helped me and my family, and learn more detail about how they work exactly and the science behind it, come visit our site. It's preventingcavities.com. And I'd love to get your comments back. If you want to leave your comments, go ahead and put them down here. I will try and respond to them as soon as I can. And again, thanks for watching. Have a great day. Bye.